The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, you might have heard this morning, actually, on News Talk, the Minister for Education, Helen McEntee, was talking a little bit about phone pouches and their rollout in schools, and that they're not just going to be pouches now, they're going to be other ways of storing phones. And this is a primary school and secondary school initiative, but a lot of the talk around reducing the use of primary schools, or phones rather, focuses on primary schools. Certainly this these guidelines and the circular circulated to schools has been a focus on primary schools, and this charter that parents are asked to sign up to is focused on primary schools. The narrative tends to be, you know, once they get to secondary school, that's when you'll get them a phone. But should we be so relaxed about just giving them a phone as soon as they get to secondary school? Mary Lovegrove is with me, Smartphone Free Childhood Ireland campaigner. Mary, you're welcome to the show. Do you think we should put a bit more effort once they get to secondary school to keep them off the phones?
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely. My son is 12 and he's just about to start secondary school in September. So we've done really well. We've been lucky in his primary school. We've been able to hold off for so far. And there's this expectation that he'll automatically get one when he goes into first year because, you know, there's a sense of, well, haven't you done well to hold off? And there's this expectation that everybody will have one by the time they start in first year. But just talking to other parents at the school gates, we all felt really uneasy about this idea. We just, I think intuitively, we know it's the wrong thing to do. But there's a sense of, well, if we don't do it, they'll be left out. So we just flipped that and we said, well, if we're all doing it because we're worried about our children being the only one without a smartphone, why don't we just agree to delay? So that's what happened. We started a campaign, started with a small WhatsApp group for my son's particular school. And within days, 70 people joined and there's now 140 parents on the group. He's got about 170 going into his year. And there's now almost 40 delay groups set up around the country with over 1,500 parents involved.
And is it just kind of delay as long as you can? Is that the objective, or is the idea delay till, you know, after the junior cycle? Is there a target?
We don't want to be too prescriptive because it's very much a collaborative approach. It's like, instead of, we didn't even use the language around ban, but can we just hold off for a little while? Let's just delay for a couple of years. You know, talking to his particular school, one of the assistant principals said that in first year and second year and third year, they're particularly impressionable. They don't have the same kind of level of decision-making capacity as, say, the older students in the lead insert cycle. So if you can delay even for the first couple of years, that's really, really good. And then also to maybe bring in other rules around smartphone use, that if children do have smartphones, that there's other stuff that you can do around not having them in the bedroom, minimizing the time that they're on the devices. You know, maybe putting the phones away during study time to avoid FOMO, those kind of things as well. So there's lots you can do, even if your children do have a device.
Do you find it frustrating then when, you know, the narrative often is around primary schools that, you know, and then they get to secondary school and they get a phone? It's almost a kind of, it's almost accepted this time, a lot of the time in the conversation.
Well, I was really nervous when we were setting up the delay group. I didn't know how it'd go. I didn't want to be that parent, but it just took off. And I didn't even plan to be as involved as I've been. But there's just been so much positive energy around it, a huge momentum. Parents are delighted to be talking to each other about this and actually agreeing. You know, the big thing that I've learned is that as parents, we've got way more power than we think and that we can overcome this pester power. I heard the story about a principal who was he was talking at a parent information evening, and he said to the parents, "I have one piece of advice to give parents of teenagers." And he said that if your child ever says to you, "But everyone has one," or if they say, "But nobody has one," that you actually need to ignore that because it's absolutely not true.
Yeah, so, we were all those teenagers ourselves. Everyone is going to that party, ma'am. I swear.
Exactly. So just by talking to each other, we're all on these WhatsApp groups now, we're able to sort of troubleshoot and, you know, advise each other and give tips and everything.
Ryan O'Mara is with us as well, Fianna Fáil TD and education spokesperson. Ryan, when you look at what other countries are trying to do, and there's no perfect solution to any of this, but you know, you look at other countries, you look at France and Australia in particular, taking fairly robust lines. Do you think we should be taking a more robust line about access to phones and, you know, particularly access to the type of information and content people can get through phones?
Absolutely. I think more action is needed, Kieran, and thanks for having me on with you this evening. It's something that us in Fianna Fáil in the parliamentary party have set up a working group on and have been doing a huge amount of work. in the last number of months, particularly myself, I guess, as party spokesperson on education and youth, engaging with a number of different representative bodies, parents groups, and in the coming weeks we'll also be engaging with youth groups to get their viewpoint on access to social media, access to smartphones and technology in general, and to understand what their feelings are around it, what they want to see us as legislators do. But I think it is clear from, I guess, a well-being point of view, concentration in schools, academic records, trying to help children to have a space in schools to possibly be themselves or focus on their work. We need more work in that area. I believe today's announcement by the minister has been a positive one and will help in that regard with the ban in primary school, but also the policy to restrict phone use in secondary school will be a positive one. I've engaged with secondary schools around the country, even in my own constituency, that have already introduced some model like this, and they're massively in favour of it. Similarly, since I wrote an op-ed in the Irish Independent recently, following my last discussion with you on this issue, I had a number of primary schools come to me. You know, it was around confirmation time and principal saying that really the avalanche is coming if it's not already all there, already there, with kids now getting access to phones and what that means. So we're doing a lot of work on it. I do believe a lot more needs to be done, particularly on the onus being placed on social media platforms in relation to the type of content that children are accessing. And it is a major and growing issue for a number of years now.
So I think most people are kind of ad idem on restricting access in and around schools, and the question has been about rolling that out and, you know, phone pouches and what have you. We won't kind of relitigate that particular issue for the moment. Mm-hmm. But in terms of social media as well, I mean, how would you assess the way we've dealt with that, the way we've dealt with the social media companies, and whether we need to be a bit more forceful with them as well? I found it striking. I remember your Fianna Fáil colleague, Norma Foley, when she was Minister for Education and tried to organise meetings with some of them last year. And one of the big social media companies just said no. They actually just didn't turn up. They were like, no, we couldn't be bothered.
I would agree with the point that is generally made around more of an onus being placed on social media companies. We particularly see the danger around algorithms with certain platforms. I think you would often hear of young women being subject to body image issues on certain social media platforms, and similarly a toxic masculinity culture coming out there for young men on social media platforms. The way the algorithms can be quite dangerous to young people. It's also the way young people's brains are developing, the way they're developing emotionally as well, and the type of content they're seeing from a very, very young age. And it's not just around phones as well or access to social media. It's far greater than that. It's access to devices in general, often from an extremely young age, and the way that is impacting on the development of young people today.
Well, lots of people getting into strong views on this one way and the other, has to be said, although most on one broad side of the argument, which was restrict the use in one way or another. I will read this text out, though, because I think it's interesting. The school I worked in introduced a phone pouch this year. They're a game changer. The previous school years were torturous. Once I asked one student to put the phone away, I'd have to ask the next student to do the same. It was a waste of teaching time, and it took away from my lessons massively. If the students had the phone away, they'd still buzz and go off in their pockets with a message. A huge distraction had disappeared overnight once the pouches were introduced. The pouches were well received by both students and teachers, a simple measure that saved so much time and effort. I couldn't recommend them more. I now feel safe as a teacher in my classroom, knowing students cannot record or use their phone in any way, shape or form in the classroom. That's an interesting aspect of it. I hadn't thought of a teacher's conscious of being recorded in the classroom. So listen, thank you very much for the message. Thank you to Ryan O'Mara, Fianna Fáil TD, and to Mary Lovegrove, who is from the campaign Smartphone Free Childhood Ireland. Give them a Google if you like the sound of what they are doing.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.